Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you, I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who was called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will now read the psalm responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf.
And Sharon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare.
And in his temple all cry, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people.
May the Lord bless his people with peace.
The epistle reading this morning comes from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that if our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the shaft he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations he preached good news to the people, but Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, and the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord. And we join together and confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated and we sing our next hymn, Rejoice Ye Christians Loudly. Eight, nine, seven. Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from Epiphany, from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." That will be our text in the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends. Well, I think we all know that on Thursday, January the 6th, was the day of the Epiphany. And so today I am using this as the text instead of the text for the gospel reading, the baptism of our Lord. So I'm going to preach to you on Epiphany. I like that word. It's a nice word, isn't it? Epiphany. Epiphany. The word means manifestation. The word means Jesus making himself known to Gentile people as well as to all people. And our text for today in that reading in Matthew's gospel, we have three groups of people. And we want to look at each one of them. And the first one that we want to look at are the wise men or the Magi. We don't know how long their trip was. But more than likely, it was quite a trip. It was not an easy trip. They came from the east. And they came for one reason. They wanted to find Jesus. Good thing to find, is it not? The Savior of the world. And so they took that trip. And they came from the east to Jerusalem to find their Lord and Savior Jesus. They wanted to see the newborn King of the Jews. And they came because they wanted to worship him. It's a long, long trip. A long trip. Just think of that. Making that long trip, and they came there to see a little baby for one reason only, to worship him. To worship him. That is a very good thing. And they found him and they worshiped him in the house of Mary and Joseph. They knew from the hand of God that God had revealed this to them, that this baby was worth worshiping. Not only did they worship the newborn king. Not only did they worship Jesus, but they presented to him these wonderful gifts. Gifts most rare and gifts most dear. Gold, incense, and myrrh. These magi took a mighty long trip to see Jesus, their Lord and their Savior. And I guess the lesson that we can take home from this today is this. We too want to make trips to come and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we have it a lot easier than they had it long ago. Secondly, let us look at the Holy Family. The Holy Family had visitors from near and from far when Jesus was born. For the first time in history, we have someone that is born who is born without sin. Now it is true that when God created Adam and Eve, but they weren't born, they were created. They too were without sin until they fell into sin. But Jesus came as the sinless Son of God, the Savior of the world. He was the God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ. And this event got the attention of those heavenly beings. The angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord told the lowly shepherds, hey, out there in the fields, Bethlehem, told them, hey, you better go do something. You better go to Bethlehem. Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. I think it's amazing. To me, of all people, well, David, you know, became king. He was a shepherd boy. But it's amazing to me that God chose shepherds to tell the good news to. Told them to go to Bethlehem town to see the baby Jesus. And, you know, these shepherds, there were no bathtubs or showers out in those open fields. You know, I'm sure they got to be a little bit crusty and smelly. I'm sure they didn't brush their teeth every morning or anything like that. You know, they were just down-to-earth, kind of scummy people. But they were good people. And these are the people that came to see Jesus. They were a happy bunch. And when they were through seeing Jesus, what did they do? They went back to work glorifying and praising God. Glorifying and praising God. Wow. That was quite something. What a message for you and for me as we too see Jesus with the eyes of faith. As those shepherds saw Jesus with the eyes of faith. And they knew that this little one had come into the world to reach out to people, all people, with his love and his forgiveness, and that one day he would give his precious life for all people. For those shepherds, for you and for me, so that we could be his redeemed people and heirs of everlasting life. Took Jesus a long time to come into this world. And it's taken him a long time to come back to this world. But he will come back. And we always want to be ready for his coming. And we are his ready people as we truly believe and trust in his wonderful promises. Yes, God loves you and me. He loves us. God loves me dearly. I just love that song. God loves you and me. And he loves us for Jesus' sake. Well, now we got to go to the third party. I don't know if I even want to go there, but I will. King Herod. He was not a nice man. He was not a nice man. I mean, you could say a lot of things about him, but just a few things, okay? He murdered his wife. That's not so good. He murdered his three sons. That's not so good. He murdered his brother-in-law. Not so good. His uncle. Not so good. And I don't know how many more. Not so good. And we remember that he didn't have any trouble murdering those little babies in Bethlehem. This came a little bit later. Now, for all his wickedness, I mean, he was one wicked guy. He was a wicked liar. Listen to his lie that he told to these Magi. Go and make a careful search for the child. Hey, you're going to look for him, okay? And as soon as you find him, hey, report it to me, so that I too may go and worship him. Well, God should have struck him with a bolt of lightning. That was one big, juicy lie, that I may come and worship him. He wanted to kill him. I guess the world is no different today than it was long ago at the time of Herod. Makes me think that Herod was a lying politician. And we certainly have lying politicians today. I think we do anyway. Watch the news. You don't know who's telling the truth, do you? It's hard to get an honest, upright answer when they say this is the truth. More than likely, they're lying. You don't have to tell people you're telling the truth. You are just truthful because of who you are. But lying has been around forever. We're all guilty of it. We daily sin much. And lying is one of the things that we do. Little bitsy, bitsy, bitsy lies, white lies, whatever you want to call them, but they are still lies. The Bible tells us, I said in my haste, all men are liars. By the way, that doesn't exclude ladies. That's all men and all women. We're all liars. We're all guilty. We all need God's love and we all need God's forgiveness. Well, Herod, I don't remember exactly, but I don't think he died a very good death, because he was not a very good man, and he never did see Jesus as his Lord and as his Savior. We have a triad of people, two groups that we elevate very, very high, and two groups that we esteem, and we hold near and dear to our hearts. We have those Magi. I don't know, the good Lord wanted them in the Bible to let us know that there were people who had heard of Jesus from far away, and they wanted to find him, the newborn King and Savior of the world. That should be a tremendous testimony for you and for me. They found him, and they worshipped him. We too have found him, right? Or he has really found us. He found us in holy baptism and made us his dear children, and heirs of everlasting life. And because of that, we respond to him in worship. We also have the lowly shepherds who saw the wonders out in the field by night. And they were wonders, wonders beyond imagination. And they too went and found the baby. And they worshiped him. They glorified God. For these wise men and for these shepherds, this was as high as it ever got. This was a high point in their life which they would never forget. We have a little sign in our bathroom. When you wash your face, remember your baptism. Do you have that sign in your bathroom? That was, I don't remember it. But that was a high point. That's a high point. That's when God touched me. That's when God touched you and made you His child. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And that's the high point in our lives. Our moment too, when we know and believe in the sweet name of Jesus who resides in our heart. All praise to the shepherds. All praise to the wise men. And I don't know what to say about Herod. You know what to say about him. He went to that place where it wasn't so nice. He was not nice, so he went to that place which wasn't so nice. And so we look forward as his people to that eternal home. One day he will return in all of his glory with all of the holy angels and say, come. Come inherit the kingdom. Hey, it's all yours. You know, that'll be nice. Forever nice. You know, there's a state that's called Minnesota Nice. But that's not like heaven. Heaven is nice. Forever and forever. And there's one more thing. Oh, well, I'm starting to ramble, but I'm going to quit real quick. When you drive to Nebraska, my wife and I are moving to Nebraska. You get to Nebraska and there's a sign there. You know what the sign says? The good life. Oh my, that's a nice sign, the good life. I like it. But really, the good life begins when heaven will be our home. Take that in your pocket. Take it home with you and have a good week. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.